In 1928, German playwright Bertolt Brecht collaborated with music composer Kurt Weill to produce the musical The Threepenny Opera. Although based on The Beggar's Opera, originally produced in 1728, Brecht added his own lyrics, and the audiences wanted to hear over and over again the duet between Macheath and the police officer, Tiger Brown. "Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Macheath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight." Ensemble Theatre Chattanooga is producing Bertolt Brecht's Threepenny Opera as the opener for their 2011 season.
This one is a very sort of edgy, avant-garde, stylistic, conventional, not in the sense that it's normal, but in the sense that how we have to use theater to make it work. And that's exactly what Brecht wanted to do. He wanted to get away from that whole idea of realism that was populating Europe at the time. And so he starts writing these things that people were like, this is so different from what we expect from theater. And his thing was, well, and that's going to make you have a better, more enjoyable, educated experience.
That was director Gary Posey. Musical director John Thomas Cecil says that Threepenny Opera is anything but operatic.
We're playing on the idea, as Brecht did and Kurt Weill through the music, that this isn't the typical pretty, beautiful singing that you would hear if you went to the opera or even today's musical theater. We've been really going for a gritty sound. Extended speech, you know, is kind of how singing has been described. So we really are trying to keep with that quality and making it much more like our common person, a common man, has taken and given music to sing. How would they sing it? Which is really exciting because it takes away the pretense of it and just makes it very raw and very real.
The Beggar's Opera by John Gay, on which the play is based, was mocking the pretensions of Italian grand opera, but Brecht moved the action of Threepenny to Victorian times and instead attacked bourgeois respectability, according to Petri Liukkonen, who wrote a short biography about the playwright.
The play is populated by criminals. It's populated by prostitutes, dirty politicians, and small businessmen who are making their living off of the pity and poverty of other people and beggars. So basically what we have is we have an entire slate of anti-heroes, you know, as it were. And so it's a very gritty world that that he's created for us. And of course, if you know anything about Brecht, a lot of his characters tend to be downtrodden or have some sort of vice to them.
Everybody has a facade. There is a true self, and then there's the self that you present to the world. And in this show, we get to experience both. We get to see the characters present themselves in a manner in that how they want to be perceived. You know, this image that they create and they make the world believe that they are that way. And there's a falseness to that because they are presenting it. And it's not just who they are. It's who they want to be perceived as.
When Brecht produced Threepenny Opera, he used projections with images of current events and historical ones and with large amounts of text, which prepared the audience for upcoming scenes. The ETC production will use projection as well.
Showing everything from politicians who we all love and respect and admire and find charming, but yet we know that they have evil things that they do, you know? But why do we find them charming? And I don't know. And I'm not saying that they're right or they're wrong. I'm just saying I know what the public thinks about this person as being part of the public and, you know, watching the news or whatever. And let me just throw it up there and see what connection you make between that person you see on the screen and this person you're seeing down here live in front of your face. Is there a connection? And does that enhance your belief in somebody, you know? And I find a lot of it very appropriate in 2011.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife as Macheath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.
The play centers around Macheath, who is more than just a common criminal, has lots of charges against him, but in the end, he's set up as a martyr for criminals. not only is he about to be martyred, but then he's saved at the end. The queen sends a messenger, and not to ruin the story, but everything is forgiven. With Mack the Knife, the opening number, that's one of the things that we're playing with is, you know, crime is happening all around us every day, every hour, every minute. And how do we regard it as a society? Do we step over it? You know, do we look away from it? Do we stare it in the face and do nothing about it?
Suki Tadri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that my key's back to town.
Three Penny Opera opens this weekend, February 4th, and runs for 9 performances on Friday nights at 7:30, Saturdays at 2 p.m., and Sundays at 6:30 p.m. For more information, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.